On this day, my people in all parts of the world join to celebrate their unity and to draw closer the common ties which hold them together. Each of our many peoples has its own life to live. Each has its own work to do. Yet all are members of one family, sharing their sorrows and joys. You have learned how the empire was built up by brave and wise men and women in the past. It is only by courage, wisdom, and unselfishness that it will endure. It is a great inheritance. Your fathers and forefathers made it. Its future welfare and good name are under the providence of God in your hands. Do not think of it as a thing far away from you. Every one of you counts, and what you do and learn now will decide how far you will be able to play your part worthily when you grow up. Get knowledge, be brave, honorable, and kind, thinking of others before yourselves, and always play the game. So will you fit yourself to hand down this community of free nations to your children and grandchildren as a great instrument for justice, peace, and goodwill, which will deserve the respect and esteem of mankind.
On this day of memory and hope, it is also the birthday of Good Queen Victoria, it is my message to you, the daughters of our worldwide family of nations and peoples. Think always of what you can do to make your homes happy and how you can best prepare yourself to make happy homes for the generations of children which will follow you. In our vast empire, there are many kinds of homes and many different customs. The home which fosters clean minds and kind hearts is God's temple, and the spirit of the good home, whether it be rich or poor, is one of the best things in the world. You can learn many lessons at school. It will help you to become wise and useful citizens of the British Commonwealth. But you can learn and practice nothing better for yourself and all members of the great British family than the simple lessons of love, kindness, and unselfishness, which in cloud and sunshine are the strength and beauty of life.